I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. Good evening and welcome to Standard Time, your weekly radio show dedicated to exploring the timeless music of the Great American Songbook. I am your host, Mary Angela, and I'm excited to be your guide on this musical journey. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 FM from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So relax, enjoy, dance, or sing like nobody's watching.
On humble or poor, rich or renowned, there is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
For Women's History Month, I will broadcast jazz tunes recorded by women instrumentalists. These bright and gutsy players have made their mark in a world which has been dominated by men. We start with Mimi Fox, an internationally renowned guitarist, composer, recording artist, and winner of six consecutive Downbeat Magazine International Critic Polls. A quote from Guitar Player Magazine says, "Beyond her passion and technical virtuosity, Fox plays with a profundity that only results from a lifetime of commitment and total immersion in one's art." Here is Mimi Fox playing Caravan. Thank you. Carla Bley, born May 11, 1936, was an American jazz composer, pianist, organist, and band leader, an important figure in the free jazz music of the 1960s. She was a pioneer in the development of independent artist-owned record labels and recorded over two dozen albums between 1966 and 2019. In 1964, she was involved in organizing the Jazz Composers Guild, which brought together the most innovative musicians in New York at the time. A truly innovative artist, here's Carla Bley's version of Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Bye.
Now it's time for a short station break.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Emily Remler, born September 18, 1957, and who died May 4, 1990, was an American jazz guitarist, active from the late 70s until her death in 1990. In an 1982 interview with People magazine, she said, "I may look like a nice Jewish girl from New Jersey, but inside, I'm a 50-year-old, heavyset black man with a big thumb, like Wes Montgomery." When asked how she wanted to be remembered, she remarked, "Good compositions, memorable guitar playing, and my contributions as a woman in music. But the music is everything. It has nothing to do with politics or the women's liberation movement." Here are two of Emily Remler's recordings, A Taste of Honey and Inception. Thank you. Alexa Tarantino, born May 30th, 1992, in West Hartford, Connecticut, is an American jazz saxophonist, woodwind doubler, composer, and educator. Tarantino was nominated as a Rising Star Alto Saxophone by Downbeat Magazine's Critic Poll in 2021 and 2020, and Jazz Times Critics Poll named her one of the top five alto saxophonists of 2019. In 2021, Tarantino was a recipient of the Jazz Coalition Fund. Here is Alexa Tarantino playing Spider's Dance. Liz Wright is a contemporary jazz and gospel vocalist born in Georgia in 1980. Over her career, she has recorded 7 solo albums as well as partnering with many others on their albums. The sensual and the spiritual have always been at play in the vocalist Liz Wright's music. On her new album, Grace, she mixes the sanctified with the political, the sexual with the social. Here is Liz Wright's Sweet Feeling.
You done things for me, oh darling, that nobody else would. Oh yes you did. Gave me your heart, but I couldn't be true. Yet I still got the same sweet feeling for you, baby. We had a love beyond compare. I know we did. When I needed you, oh darling, you were always there. Oh yes you were. I had my chance, but I couldn't come through. But I still got the same sweet feeling for you, baby. Every time I hear your name, that old lonesome feeling coming back again. I got that feeling in the middle of the night. That's when I need you. Tell me everything is all right. Won't you come on? I hope you will. Please forgive me for doing you wrong. Oh, I hope you will. I'm so sorry for all the pain I put you through, but I still got the same sweet feeling for you. Same sweet feeling for you.
Liz Wright is a contemporary jazz and gospel vocalist born in Georgia in 1980. Over her career, she has recorded 7 solo albums as well as partnering with many others on their albums. The sensual and the spiritual have always been at play in the vocalist Liz Wright's music. On her new album, Grace, she mixes the sanctified with the political, the sexual with the social. Here is Liz Wright's Sweet Feeling.
Thank you.
American bassist, singer, songwriter, and composer Esperanza Spalding is a winner of 5 Grammys, a Boston Music Award, a Soul Train Music Award, and 2 honorary doctorates from her alma mater, Berklee College of Music, and 1 from CalArts. Playing bass and singing, here is her cuerpo y alma, body and soul. Pay attention to her bass playing. It will astound you.
Está triste y solo.
It is now clear to me that one show is not enough to cover the contributions to jazz from women who play instruments. I plan on doing one more next week for March's Women's Appreciation Month. The last artist I want to highlight is Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams was born in May 8, 1910, and was an American jazz pianist, arranger, and composer. She wrote hundreds of compositions and arrangements and recorded more than 100 records in 78 RPM, 45, and LP versions. This is a woman who cannot be taken lightly. She wrote and arranged for Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, and she was a friend and mentor and teacher to Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Tad Dameron, Bud Powell, and Dizzy Gillespie. Maybe she should be called the mother of modern jazz. In 1922, at the age of 12, she went on the Orpheum circuit of theaters. During the following year, she played with Duke Ellington and his early small band, the Washingtonians. One morning at 3 o'clock, she was playing with McKinney's Cotton Pickers at the Harlem's Rhythm Club. Louis Armstrong entered the room and paused to listen to her. Williams shyly told what happened. "Louis picked me up and kissed me." That was when she was 13. Listen to Tea for Two and Dat Dare, played by Mary Lou Williams. what's that there? And what's that under there? Oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, look over there. And what they doing there? And where they going there? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who's that in my chair? And what's she doing there? And daddy, hey, daddy, can I go over there? Hey, daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything hid. He's forever demanding to know who, what, why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, daddy, can I have that big elephant over there?
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. Climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, and crown, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. If I had you.